I live. We had heard in the Mishnah that the Bnei Ha'ir Shesholchu Eshek Leyem, and it was Nignavu Aisha Avdu Mishanitrama Hatrume Nishboim Legizboim. That means if the Trume was taken from these Shkolim Shenevdu V'Nignavu, that is speaking about before the Bailam were aware of it, so the Trume is Chal on these Shkolim Termin Al-Havut. The Bailam are potter to be Mafrish Nushkolim. The Hefsid is on the Gizborim. And so Nishboim le Gizborim. So they swear to the Gizborim, the Shluchim swear they weren't Peshaya. If the Tumor wasn't Chal, so then the Hefsid is to the Bailim, Nishboim le Bnei. So the Gemara had a Kashem, if we say by Hegdish, Nishboim le Hegdish, L'chayre the Shkolim belong to Hegdish, so they will Magdish them right away. So there's no Dinei Shaimrim, there's no Chiyuvei Shaimrim on the Shkolim. So why is it Nishboim L'Gizborim? Why is it Nishboim L'Vnei Ha'ir? It's Shkolim Shel Hegdish. Omar Shmuel, it's on the fourth line of the Gemara Davdon Chesam Adalav, Omar Shmuel, Hoche B'nei Sei Socher Askinam. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Shvue is not to patter themselves from Pshia, because they don't have to pay Saiva Seifel, they were a Pesheya. Perhaps that's debatable, if there's a Chiyuv Pshia by Hegdish, about Kaponim, they don't have to swear. That's clear. They don't have to swear to an adover shall hagdish enish boin olof. Nahoche b'nei say sochar askinim. We're speaking about these shluchim were getting paid for their shliches. V'nish boin litel schora. And they're swearing litel schora. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Hoche b'nei sei socha askino, kloima, shvuezu loy lifter mitashlumin hi. The shvu is not to patter them from tashlumim. The lav shemachinam nishba alapshia. A shemachinam doesn't have to swear shaloi posha. You understood he's swearing to pat himself from Tashlumim. Hashem Echinim doesn't have to swear. It's Hegdish. That's what says in the Mishnah. With Shvuazu, this Shvue that the Shluchim swear, k'day litel schoron nishboim, they want to get paid. Sha'inon b'shusof. So what shvu are they swearing? They're swearing that it's not b'shusof. V'goyvin schoron b'bnei ha'ir. That means they were hired from the bnei ha'ir. So they want to get paid. So before they get paid, they have to al kaponim swear that it's not b'shusof. Ulakame Porech, the Gemara is going to ask later, Vakivin the Shaymer Socher, since he's a Shaymer Socher, Yesh Olav le Shaymrei Migneva Vaveda. So it's Mutal Olav le Shaymrei Migneva Vaveda. Vulay Shama, and he didn't. Lehishlim Avidosai, so he was not Mashlim for that he was getting paid for. Ein loy litel schar. So there's no reason for him to get paid because he did not do his job. So Lachaire, we had mentioned from Abach Ber that the miut of Hegdish, the miut of Karke by Shemrem is a miut that did every Shemer this Chiyuvei Tashlumim Neiva Vavede by Karke and Hegdish. This was Nismayit. The Tashlumei Shemrem was Nismayit by Karke and Hegdish. But the Chiyuv Shmire is applicable by Hegdish and Karka also. That means if a person becomes a Shomer on Karka, he's mechuyev to watch the Karka. The din is, if something happened with it, there's no chiyuve tashlumim. So memela, So that's Emerson Rashi speaks out these two yesoides over here. Hoche benoisei socha raskina. Kloime shvur zu loy lifter mitashlumim. It's not a shvur sashaimrim to pata from tashlumim. Because he doesn't swear that the chiyuvi shvur does not apply by Hegdish. He's swearing to get back his chiras. And the Gemara is going to ask later, but why should he get paid? Since he's a Shomer Socha, yesh olav l'shomrei. So Rashi says clearly, there's a chiyuv to watch it, migneva v'aveda, even though it's Hegdish. V'loi shama, he didn't watch it, it was stolen. It's lehishlam avedosai. So ain't like little schar. So there's no reason for him to get paid since he did not do what he was supposed to do. So the Gemara is going to ask this later. Al kaponim, Shmuel said the vial were not up to that kasha. So we're speaking about anoisei sochal, and they're swearing to the bnei ha'ir to get their schiris, and they're swearing ainai b'shusam. It's not b'shusam, and therefore they want to get paid. Nishboim little schor. It would seem this shvur is a shvur de rabbonon, that the nishboim benoitlim to after the mevaretz ain b'shusoi that they're capable that they get paid. Frakte gemore more I hochi nishboim legizborim. It says, if nitra matrume, nishboim, so now the achrayis is, the hefzid is under gizborim, is nishboim le gizborim. So according to you, if the way we learned before, was a shvu shaloi posha, it's a shvu sashaimrim, so then it's very good. So, nishboim le gizborim. The problem was that there's no shvu sashaimrim by Hegdish. But now that you're telling me that the shvue is not a shvue sashaimrim, it's a shvue that the bnei ha'ir should pay them, he hochi nishboim legizborim, livnei ha'ir mi boilei. They should swear to the bnei ha'ir. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, you're 100% right, nishboim livnei ha'ir, b'mayim et gizborim. But the Gizborim stand there when the Nishba Livnei Ha'ir. Now what's the reason for the Gizborim to stand there? I mean, what's Ki Heichi Deloi Nachshe Dino Vinami Ki Heichi Deloi Likri Lohu Poishim. There's a Sefer Shem Shleime, a difficult Gemara to understand what Pshat is over here. So the Shem Shleime says as follows. The Bnei, the Gizborim were Torim, and now the Bnei here are put to pay them. But the So let us be megashim the Indian, the Gizborim were waiting. We're talking about an ear of thousands of people. They were expecting to receive a schum hogon from this ear for the kabonis. Now they informed that that the bnei they sent with the shliach was stolen and finished, and there's nothing to expect anymore. They already were toirim and they're potter to pay. So in order that the gizborim should not be choshed the bnei ha'ir, this is a very nice thing, you know. The bnei ha'ir, if they want to patter themselves from the senior shkolim, they can, this is a very nice way how to patter themselves. They'll inform the gizbor, no, he made a shliach, was stolen from the shliach, and finish him with potter. So in order to avoid that the gizborim should not be choshed the bnei ha'ir, so when the shluchim come and swear to be neitel schorim, so the gizborim see that this is an emes ha'maisa. The shluchim are swearing to get paid. So you see clearly the bnei ha'ir made them shluchim, they have to pay for the shliches, so they won't be choshed. They won't be choshed the bnei ha'ir. Ki heichi d'loi nach shedinu. V'inami ki heichi d'loi likru l'hu poishim. So the Shem Shloime says that pshat is that we want the gizborim to be there to see that they made them shem reisocha. That means like this, the chiyuvei shmira of a shem reisocha is much greater than the chiyuvei shmira of Hashem machino. So memele, the gizborim could have tainus on the bnei ha'ir. Why did you make Hashem machino to send the money? You should have made Hashem resocha. And that would ensure that this never would have happened. So in order that the gizborim should not be choshed the bnei ha'ir, the bnei, so fakir tadevishas maise, they see they did make a shema socha, they're gonna have to pay. So there's no shad, and they won't call them poshim. The bnei, they see with their own eyes that the bnei here did what they should have done. Vafal pikeinu was stolen. Frekte gemore, vanignevu oishaov duktani. It says what happened with the shkolim. The shkolim was stolen or lost. V'shoim achinam b'gneiva v'aveide chiyuvi mechayev. V'shoim achinam b'gneiva v'aveide chiyuvi mechayev. V'shoim achinam b'shoim achinam v'aveide. Frek de gemor amur de ke kashe. That's what Rashi brought down the kashe. V'hoch enami nehei de shlumi loy mishalmi. That is true. The Hashem Asocha, since it's Hegdish, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumim. There's no Chiyuv Tashlumim by Hegdish. That's the Mir. But there was a Chiyuv Shmir on them. They did not do what they were supposed to do. So Agrayu Mir Livset Sal Kaponim, what are they money the Schiras for? The money you should pay them. They did not do the job they were supposed to do. They were supposed to watch the shkolim, that it shouldn't get stolen, and if it got stolen, so they didn't, they were not doing what they were supposed to do, so how could they be toiveya their payment? They did not do the job. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. No Rashi. Vohin nami nehei de shlumi lei mishal medimit akdeishes mita shlumi shoimrim abar agrayim yelifset shirei nishtabdu lishoimrim bigneiva vaveide var menas kein oyu noitlin schar. They get paid for watching it, that is the tashlumim of a shomer socha. He gets paid for watching it. V'arei loy hishlimu melachtam. And they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So how can you say such an akimtiv? Gavuch, I'd just like to say for 1 minute, every shomer socha, there's two halachas. There's one halacha that is mechuyv to watch it. The second halacha is chayv to pay. Magneva v'aved is chayv to pay. So here Rashi says he gets paid for watching it. That's what Rashi says. Shrei nishtat v'almenas kein hoyu noitlim schar. That they should watch it. That what a shomer socha is mechuyev to pay. So the Gemara in Baba Kama says that, the Gemara says that's from the Yudalad Ovis Nezikim. Rabbi Ishaya said, Bakert, he's a mazik. He was mechuyev to watch it from Neva Veveda, and since he didn't watch it properly, it was told. So the chiyev tashlumim is midin tashlumim nezakim. The payment is not to insure the chayfet. The payment is, that's what it seems from over here. Val menas kemo yinoitlum schar, l'shoimro. Nishtabdu l'shoimrom, val menas kemo yinoitlum schar. The payment is for watching it. V'rei l'ishlimu melachtom. They didn't watch it properly. So memele, so this whole akimta of Shmuel is very schwer. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, no. Nignabu belistemizuyim avdu shatovos spinosai bayom. Zutrashi belistemizuyim da'inesu. Lishmira zu laikiblu aleyem. That they were not, the every shay masocha is not mekabu shmira from alistemizuyim. The same thing avdu spinosai bayom. That's also an oinus. So that's the first mahalach to fa'emfa this Mishnah, that the nishboim means the nishboim to the bnei Yair to get back the schiris, and if it was tomo truma, so since has the gizbor has a hefset, so he's there b'shas maise, al kaponim, he sees clearly that the bnei Yair made a proper shliach to send it. And Lamaisa, even though they're not getting it, but the Bnei Heir Lamaisa were Memalei Tavkido. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Homoni Rab Shimoni. Second, Hukimta. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Homoni Rab Shimoni. You're asking Akasha, why are the Shomrim Mechuyev to swear, why the Shluchim Mechuyev to swear? It's Hegdish. You don't swear on Hegdish. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. The Oma Kochim Shechaye Bachiyusam, Yesh Lahem Oino Vinishboi Malayim. That is not considered since it's by Shkolim, Echaye Bachai. So Memele, we consider that even though the Shkolim, the Bnei were Magdish to Shkolim, but since the Bnei Ha'ir Achayev Ba'achiyusam, so if they get lost, so the Bnei Ha'ir Amachuyev to Bimafrish other Shkolim, so we consider that they are the Bailim on the Shkolim, and therefore the Shema swears to them, it's considered Mom and Hedyit according to Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, that's very good. Hotinach actually nitramo atruma. The second half of the Mishnah, if it was lost, and the Gizba that was not as yet toirem truma, so Memele, so the Achayis is on the Bnei Ha'ir, so we consider the Shkolim or the Rechush of the Bnei Ha'ir, since it's a Dova Ha'goyim Lomomim. But Mishen Nitramo HaTrumim. But the minute it was Nitramo HaTrumim, so they're not responsible anymore. kochim she'einoi chayiv b'chiyus onin. Now they're not chayiv b'chayivs. This anya we learn toimen al ha'ovod v'alagovoi v'alaosid ligvois. So that means that if it's ovod already, so the tum is chal and the b'nei ha'ir are not any more responsible for the shkolim. So why did they swear? Why did they swear? So why does it say that after was nitchem atruma they also swear? It's not the nichsei of the bnei here anymore. They're not chayev b'chayev. So why is there chayev shvut? So that teretz is not a good teretz. Elo Omar Rabbi Lozo. Shvua zu takonas chachomimi. The shvutake einish boin alakdeishes, but that's min atoira. But shvua zu takonas chachomimi, shaloi yehu b'nei odom mizalzalim beakdeishes. That means if we'll go according to the Ikaradin, so it'll come out that, a shomer has a davar shel hekdesh, he feels no responsibility, since he won't have to swear to be mevarer what happened. So the rabbanu were mesakin that they shouldn't be mezalzel b'hekdeshes, so therefore you swear it's a shvua de rabbanu. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Now we're going to Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz that says that this mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Kochim Shechai Bach Yusam Yesh Lahen Eino. So in our Mishnah, it says that our Mishnah spoke about Dine Eino, Dine Shvuos HaShomrim. So Rashi says, Bechtei Gores Lo. You don't have to bring down our Mishnah to tell us that according to Rabbi Shimon, you swear. Uman de goras lo yoda shoma Rabbi Shimon behedi legabi shvui. In shvuis, Rabbi Shimon said, kochim shechai bach yusum nishboi nolem. You don't have to bring down our Mishnah, which is koilo dini eino also. Vuhutzroch lalamdo mi Mishnah seinu. Shechai bachayis. Shehamavkid chayiv bachayis. The mafkid, the one who gave over the shkolim, is chayev b'chayis. Hilkach kididei domi l'Rab Shimon. So we consider it's like his rechush. V'ochinami, that's all the time. Kochim shechay b'ach yusuf. V'ochinami, in the case of the mission in shkolim, chayovim kol b'nei lishkol acherim tachteyem. The chayev lishkol acherim tachteyem. So now the more brings down termin al ha'ovot. Subtrashi. What's the title? Termin al ha'ovot. Kshahoyu memalim sholish kupais mikesef alishke. We'll see, like Rashi says later. There were three times in the year they were terim from the money that wasn't the lishke. Vehi truma. And this was a truma likach. What mikesef hakupa is called kovanesh sibo. That from these, the kesef that was in these kupas, this is the truma and all the money that was given, or we'll see that will be given. And with this money that was nitram, they purchased kol kovanesh sibo. All the kovanesh sibo was purchased from this money. V'termin oison, and the get of the truma was almenashi sholish kupais. These sholish kupais, roish utruma lishirai. This is the truma of the rest of the money. Shehi oison shehiviu shkolim hanishkolim belishke. All the other people who brought shkolim to the lishke. Zoichen betrumas akupa. So there's zoichen the trumas akupa. Lies akobones gamalem. This was a truma from all the money. So everyone who bought money, there was a truma taken from this money, and this truma was used to purchase the kabbonis sibo. So everyone who bought the money is zoichin betrumas akubalis akaponis gamalein. V'termin oisom, ksanadis adin termin al ha'ovut. Ava pi sheshalach shikloi va'ovad loi, el yedua loi. If b'shas the truma he was unaware, so the truma goes on those shkolim that were lost, and the bailam are unaware that they were lost. Balad Bovui, case number two, the Torah on three things, Boidenu Badorech. It's on the way, and so when the Torah, the Kupis, the Torah on the Shkolim also. Baal Ha'osid Ligvois, and the also Torah on the Shkolim, which will later be sent. Misha Nenas, a person was an Oynes, Lo Sholach Shikle Bado. Like this, Reish Chodesh Adar, they were machriz, machrizin al shkolim. Echad Bador, machrizin al shkolim. So therefore, a person should right away send the shkolim. But mi shenenas v'loy sholach shiklei Bador, hoyo mishalchoy kol hashone kula. He had the whole year to send it, but yeah, v'noisnin b'shoifa. Now, this money that was sent was put into a shoifa. A shoifa was a type of a keli that held the coins. Shekosav olav tiklin chadete. These are the new shkolim. Valishka hoiso nitramo gimel pomim bashon. They were toirim from the lishka three times in the year. Which are the three times? Befrois ha-pesach, 15 days. Frois means a half a chodesh. 15 days before Pesach. That means Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Ubefrois ha-tzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. Ubefrois ha-chag, in 15 days before Sukkos. Ushemegia zman litroim. When the Zman came to be Torim, Noisnim Mois HaShoifor Belishke. So now the money that was sent, let's say, Ha'osid Ligvois, someone sent after Pesach, he sent his Matzus HaShekel. When it arrived, it was put into a Shoifor. And then when the Shoifor was written, it Tiklin Chadetim. When they made the Trume, so they took all the money of the Shaifa, they put it in the Lishke, they were Torim. That means it could very well be that, that could be the Trume will be from one of these coins. Shemegiyas man litraim noisnin moisa Shaifa belishke, but Torim. Or she Torim in Trume Rishoyne. The first time they were Torim the Trume, I was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Masnin af al ha'osid ligvois. They say this truma should help, even though the person as yet did not send his matzus ha'shekel, but with Torim and the osid ligvois. So memele that truma was chal on this person also. So he had a chelik in the kabbonis siba that were acquired from the trumas alishka that was made Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'gam b'shniya, the second time they were Torim, also they said the Torim alosid l'dvois. U'b'shlishis. Ba'amevi acher shenitramo ha'shlishis. Now someone who sent his matzus ha'shekel after the third tumen. So now, from this money, there'll never be Torim anymore, because he only made three trumas in the year. Is nice noy l'shoifor sheshmoy tiklin atikin. Now, this was put into a shoifor that was called tiklin atikin. V'neifel l'shiyore in helishka. In this, they throw together, they put together with the shiyore helishka. The shiyore helishka was all the monies that were never nitram. That was left over, that's the shirayim. And what did they do with these monies? U'mehen boin chay meseir, u'middolayseh. So the walls of Yerushalayim, the Migdolos, were purchased with these shkolim. The kabonis already, we had taken already three times truma. Elo Omar Rabbalos, la oilam shvuzu lifter binat hashlumini. We're going back to the first akimte. The shvue is to patel from tashlumini. That's why it's wearing loy poshat. It's speaking about a shay machina. And he swears, I swear there's a big problem. How do you swear? The shkolim are hegdish. You don't swear for hegdish. The kashaloch masnis. The Mishnah says, Einish bo. Dear, I support the legamu. You're right. Mina toire, yitake pota. Berabonon hu de tikin lom. Shlo yizalzalu behekdeshes bishmiros. Rabbanu wa mesakim that should have to swear, so come out, it won't be mizalzal bishmiros. So this is the sugya aliba derashi. Now we're going to see Taisvis is chaylik and Rashi, and perhaps Taisvis is, in the sugya there's a much more poshet epshat. Nishboim ligizbol. Perish Rashi, im mishenitrama hatrume bo ledim, if the trume was already taken and the shkolim shenavdu, it's already the achrayas of the gizborim, nishboim le gizborim, it's non termen al ha'ovud. Mashme sharoitza leforish, termen al ha'ovud, it was lost before the trume, and then they were toirim. Now the ones who are suffering from this aveda are schlepping the shluchim ledin. The Torah after and the debits just ball it in after Shenitrama, so the Hegdish is the one that has the loss of the Aveide. So Hegdish is Toiveya Ashvue from the Shluch. Vikoshe Leperushai. So, Faktoisvis, according to Rashi, the Loshen of the Barais is very schwer. The Havale Zu, that means, according to Rashi, termin al ha'ovud means it was lost, the Bailam didn't know about it, and the tume is chal on the ovud. Then it says, va'al ha'govi. Agovi means that it wasn't lost. It's on the way. So it's zu ve'in tzorech leimezu. If your teirem, afilu and shkolim, which you will never get, Savadig is the shkolim which are on the way. Yizicha Torah. So it's a very modern pshat, and the it's zuv ein tzorch loim is the koshken alagovi shalei nevet shetermin olav. The gam apshat leimayri baboyom ledin. Rashi says we're speaking about when the din Torah was, after the trume, before the trume. V'yesh leforish, toymen al ha'ovod, so Tosis first says a different shot. Toymen al ha'ovod means it's loizuafsu. Shabo liyat ha'gizbo v'nevat koydim shetom. Toymen ha'ovod means the gizbo got it already, then it got lost from the gizbo, and now you toyrim, so since the gizbo got it, toymen al ha'ovod. Then there's a din va'al ha'govoy, a bigger chiddush, that yetoyrem al ha'govoy, vo'idenu biyat ha'shliach b'derech, termin. So you tell me that means even though the Gizbar didn't get it yet, you tell me al Hagovi, and the din is af al gav sheneva dacha shetomu. Even though it will be got lost later, af al pikein, you tell him on that, which is a bigger chiddush. That means that the Gizbar never got it. Ba'al ho'osid ligvois achazman, and the biggest chiddush is that it's the Torah and the shkolim which will be sent later. U'l'sholchei le'gizbo, af al pi shebishas ha'rome, when the Torah, the kupus, losna adayin l'shliach. Fine. Now, before we go further, so let us just learn the Gemara Aliba de Taisvis, and we'll see it's l'chere much more simpler than Rashi's pshat. Let us see the Gemara. Ureminu b'nei ha'ir she'sholchu eshik lehem v'nignevu oisha ovdu, and they got stolen. Im mishen nitrama hatrumem, if they were previously toirem trum, and then it got nignav, and that's the taich ala osid ligbois. That's not the taich ovid. Ovid means that the gizba got it, the gizba lost it. Al hagovi, this is the taich ala govi. That means it was nignav and nevad after they were toirem trum. So they were toirem trum on a govi, and after was nitram. Im mishen nitrama hatrum nishvoim. If Bishas they were Torah, it was lost already, is Livnei Ha'ir. So according to Taisvis, the Lashon of this Mishnah is very good. It flows very well. That's Shitas HaTaisvis. Ubeperik Basra Diksubis, there's a Gemara in Ksubis that says as follows, Gabi Muda Hano. It says that, let's say you have Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben is Muda Hano from Shimon. That means Reuben cannot have Hano from Shimon. So it says, Shekel Eshikloi. That Shimon gives a shekel for Reuben, and you're allowed to do it. So Kan Shoyel Ben, how are you allowed to do such a thing? That means by Shimon giving a matzus a shekel for Reuben, he's being man the Reuben. The Reuben doesn't have to give a shekel. This is the Gemara's Akash. So Gemara says, Bishloime shekel shikloi disnan, termem ala ovud vala govoi, perish. So Taisha says, the Gemara means to say, Oisoi shenevad yishliach achar shetomu. It means it's speaking about a case, not all the time. Amudra no cannot be shoykel or shikle all the time because he's mahane. It's speaking about termin ala govoi. That means this Reuben had given his masses and shekel to shliach. And then they were toirim. So b'shas they were toirim, Reuben got kepata. And then it got lost. So me'ikar adin, Reuben does not owe the gizbar anything. And now Shimon wants to give a shekel. I mean, even though me'ikar adin is a chelik in the kabbonis and he can't mourn from him, I feel he doesn't give the shekel. He wants to give a matzus a shekel for him. So that is not called that he was mahanim anything. That is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means that it's speaking about an akimte of termin al hagovi. It was speaking about it was govi, they were termin, and then later got lost. The loike perish, rashi, the awesome, the perish, the ma'osa, ligvois mechir, the termin afapish, la yigva loilam, veimash mekein bishmaiden. Rashi says over there in Ksubis, Amur de Kechidish, that the Gizbar is Torim for what a person might give, after he never gives. Also, you can't be Goyve from him. That's Amur de Kechidish. That if he never give, you also can't be Goyve from him. So Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. This nan termen the sign you get in the in the Mishnah Bishkol. The time a mile muchach megufa den chaybach yusu be the common ishpom the gizbor of lord of neyir. Why do you have to bring a raya that is not chayev b'chayes from that it says termen al hagovoi bring a raya is not chayev b'chayes. Because it says nishboim legizborim, so my story is that it's the hefset of the gizborim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Noisei sochor enoi mishalom. We heard in the Mishnah by Hegdish, if a person is a shomer sochor for Hegdish, enoi mishalom. Rom ilei Rav Yosef bachomer lerabbe. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Noisei Socher Einei Mishalem. And Noisei Socher doesn't pay to Hegdish. Olemini Al Eshkiu Akashe, we learned, Asoicha, Rashi learns is speaking about a Gizbor. The Gizbor of Hegdish. Asoicha Es Apoyel Lishmer Es Apoyel. The Gizbar of Hegdish went and hired someone to watch a Por Adumah. Now, a Por Adumah needed the Shmire. It shouldn't be Layal or Lavoil. It shouldn't get a Mum. So they hired someone, Lishmer Asapor. Case number one. Lishmer Asatinik. We'll see in Rashi when they were Seiref, the Por Adumah, they were Murdike Chumris, that they had the Seifas Sapore, they were Maza on the Seifas Sapore every day, and they were Memale Mayim to make Mechatos every day with Tinoikis that we are Abotuach that they never had any contact with Tumen. So they had whole cities of Tinoikis which we know that they never got any tumah whatsoever. I mean, this was a chumre in Sreifas Sapor. It's al kaponim. You needed babysitters, lishmer asatinik. So they hired a poil for this, or lishmer asazroim. We see this is speaking about to watch a field. They want to be kaitzer the oima from this field. This is all Hegdish. Ein Neisnin Loi Schar Shabbos. So it says as follows. So we're talking about, this is Harashi learns Pshat, that the Hegdish was Seicher Apoyel, there was a Schir Yoim, that means that every day they paid him, for to watch Dvorim Shal Hegdish, Tinek, Pore, Zroim, a nice and nice char Shabbos. So you don't pay him for Shabbos. You don't pay him for Shabbos because a person is not allowed to get paid for Shabbos alone because it's time of Lamekah Memka. Lefichach. So the Braisa continues. Since he doesn't get paid for Shabbos, ein achrayish Shabbos alone. So if something happened Shabbos, he didn't get paid for Shabbos, so he's not responsible. Fine. Hoya Schir Shabbos. What is the din if this poyel was hired for the whole week? So this is called, you're paying him Bahavlo. That means that you're not paying him for each day, you're paying him for a week's work. If you're paying Bahavlo, not paying directly for Shabbos, so I pay him for a whole week, which includes Shabbos, then it's mutter to get schar Shabbos if it's bahavlo. So memela, but then he's getting paid for Shabbos. Hoya schir Shabbos, he got paid for the whole week. Schir chodesh, he got paid for the whole month. Schir shoni, he got paid for the whole year. Schir shavu, he got paid for the whole shmita. Noisin lo ischar Shabbos. Then we pay him for the Shabbos also. Because this is Bahavlo. Leficha, therefore, since he got paid for the Shabbos, Achai Shabbos, Olav. Al Kaponim, we have here Akasha. We're speaking about that a Gizbar hired a worker. This is the Tzeire Chendish. And it says if he got paid for Shabbos, so he's responsible. Achai Shabbos Olo is responsible to pay. Here it says Neisei Socharenu Mishalem, that a Shema of Hegdish is not Mechuyif to pay Hegdish. And here it says Achai Shabbos Olo. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Zot Rashi Asoicher Esa Poyalim Gizbo Shal Hegdish Shesocha Poyalim Michel Hegdish. There was a gizbar of Hegdish that took money of Hegdish and hired workers. Now, L'chaira, we have to understand how the money is neschalal. I think there's a lumdus, the money is neschalal ala avoida, which we have to understand exactly how this chilul works. But Al Kaponim was speaking about a gizbar shal Hegdish that took money of Hegdish and hired workers. Lishmer as a pora adume, shalakru, they purchased a pora adume. Vishaimrim, I say, you have to watch it, shleiti posel, bali yesoil, ibemum. Lishmer as a tinaikis, shalayitmu. They watch the tinaikis that they shouldn't become tom. Zutrashi, shayimagadlam, oison, lapora, they had special tinaikis, that they were megadl, these tinaikis, the pora for a pora dume. That means not a pora dume. We'll see close. We use these tinoikes to be memala mayim and the mechatos that they were maza and the seirif as a pora. Bachatzeirois habnuyois besloim. Brought to these chatzeirois. And these chatzeirois were built on sloim. On rock. V'tachteyem, and underneath this rock was a cholo, there was a cholo tefach, k'nemrinim besukim, v'ayoshen tachas amite. That means that afilu there was a tumas ha-tohoim, that one can never be assured that he's not walking over a mace that was once buried there. But this area, these chatzeres were built on rocks, and there was a cholol underneath the rocks, a filu, there was a mace underneath that, so the rocks were an oil that was chaitzitz bifneyatum. Now, why did they need these toyrdike tenoikes? Lefi sha'osu maile bekoyin aserif sepor. The coin that was serif as a porishitei prishosoi bitaro. That when they were perishim 7 days, he should be bitaro, complete taro. Ve'nochi v'kahanim noigim, boy, no one touched him, koshive. Kedamrinen beseida yuma. Vati noikis halolu shaloi nitmu ma'oilam, memalem mayim lemikachim umazin olov koshive. So there were mazeh on this kain asoyref kol shiva. The Gemara in Yume explains one thing, just to understand what happened over here. There was the chazal were chaylik with the tzedakim. The tzedakim held that the kain asoyref was not permitted to be a tvul yoim. So that means that he had to be, if he was ever Tomei, he had to be Herif Shemesh before he's capable of being Seiref Esapora. Chazal said that no, a Tvul Yoim is kosher. That means that Philo, he was Tomei and toiled himself before Herif Shemesh is kosher. So Chazal were, there was a Frumkeit from the Tzedoikim and a Kula from the Prusha. And they said, no, in Bedavka they were Matama. They were Matama, Taisus, Numa speaks about Matama with a Sheretz or a Tumatarabon, but they were Matama. They made a cooler by the Kain Aser of Esapora. Since they made this kula, they were afraid they might be mizalzel with the kaina, so they made a tremendous amount of chumras to counteract this kula. This kula had to be made to show that we don't hold like the tzedakim. So therefore, they were mazeh on this kayin from that they had different eifer pore from that was from the different pores adumis. So they were mazeh on him all 7 days. So akbanim they needed shaymrim. Lishmer hazroim sodam avakeres a soda that became ripe uzrua loim akaidem lepesach shivim yoyin gemrinim b'mnoches inami b'shviyis. They needed shaymrim to make sure they should have tvue for the oimer. Ein leisen leischar Shabbos im Schreyoim. Leficher ein achai Shabbos olaf. Amir abem kilko b'Shabbos echaib l'shalom. What if schir Shabbos shavua? Schir shavua shmit ha-shleima. Leisen leischar Shabbos. Shaniv lo b'schar shar ha-yomim. Ve'ein oi mefurish l'shabbos. So this is mutter. So here it says that if it was Bahavlo, so then Achayis, he has, Achayis is responsible. So the kash is, if he's responsible, how can he be responsible? Thank you. He, we said, Naishe Socha, Eimim Mishalom.